we're just a few seconds away from a great conversation about the business of people. Melissa Ness is the president of Arion HR, a human resource firm that works with small to mid-sized companies for profit and not for profit. You know, I've done thousands of interviews, and many of them have been with corporate presidents and CEOs, but I have never heard what Melissa Ness said to me during our conversation. Hang on, this is pretty good. Insight on Business, the NewsHour, is made possible through the support of Taro International. Time and time again, we hear from corporations that what they really want are people who have the skills to communicate, listen, and learn. And that's what Taro International offers in their training programs. Achieve, lead, and outclass with TERO.com.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of AARP Iowa. Real possibilities for people of every age. AARP Iowa and Country Vet Naturals. Loved by pets, trusted by owners. CountryVetNaturals.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. Grateful that you have clicked through today. We are sitting with the president of Arion HR. Her name is Melissa Ness. She's been with the company about 11 years, and we're going to talk about now culture and what it is that Arion does and what has happened and what is perhaps the future. Melissa, welcome to the Business News Hour. So nice to have you here.
Thank you. I'm very grateful to be here.
Yeah, this is a wonderful opportunity for you. You have studied under Ron and Joel at Arion for some time and ascended to the presidency of Arion. But before we get into all of that, let's refresh individuals as to what it is Arion HR does.
Absolutely. So Arion HR is a PEO, and a PEO really stands for Professional Employment Organization. Our goal is to provide integrated, cost-effective HR services for small to medium-sized businesses. As well, we have a really large niche in the senior living industry. So in both of those areas, our mission is to continue to provide innovative and cost-effective and service-obsessed services in the HR area for them.
Service-obsessed.
Yeah.
That's interesting. What's that mean?
It means our goal is to serve our clients, to be innovative for them, to care for them, and to give them what they need. And we really, service is our number one principle here. It's so important. If we don't serve our clients well, you know, which includes external and internal, then we don't succeed.
Melissa Ness, ladies and gentlemen, in for the interview. All right, let's talk a little bit about HR services in general. A lot of moving parts in human resources, and we see many individuals, there are all kinds of organizations, SHRM and others, that train HR professionals at a constant basis. So Arion has this HR component that comes in to assist nonprofits as well as for-profit small to medium-sized companies so that those businesses can do what?
So they can focus on what they're passionate about, so they can focus on what they went into business for, their dream of whatever their entrepreneurial heart desires. So, you know, most companies, well, really none, go into business to do HR work, to figure out the compliance, to figure out all the ways they need to attract and retain and maintain a great culture while staying in compliance. But we did go into that business. So we would really like to help them and add to their business so that they can focus on whatever their dream is in their business.
Well, there's a stat out there that suggests, anyway, that those companies that outsource their HR tend to grow faster than those that don't.
That's correct. Why
would that be?
Because they have time. They have time back on their hands to focus on how they best grow their business. They're not bogged down by day-to-day employee relation issues. They're not bogged down by creating a strategy around attracting and retaining their talent. They're not bogged down by compliance and all the different government regulations that are looking at and monitoring compliance in HR.
Yeah, and you get to do what you love to do.
Yeah, exactly.
And you guys do what you love.
Yeah, and it's what we love, so it's a win-win.
I think one of the things that Ned Flynn has shared with us in the past that I believe it's important for people to understand. I just said for-profit entities as well as nonprofits. And nonprofits are mission-driven. Mm-hmm. That's their goal, is to be able to fulfill whatever their mission is. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily to do the work of HR. Would that be accurate?
That is accurate. Yeah. Absolutely. We have over 120 nonprofits that we serve here. And yeah, they all are wonderful community mission-driven folks who have a heart of helping others. And we want to encourage them and give them time back so that they can do that and put as much time into that as they can.
So you've been with REON. Before that, it was Merit Resources. For how long? 11 years?
Just over 11 years now.
Yeah. It started as what?
Me?
Yeah.
Personally, I started in the role of controller. So really what that meant here was overseeing accounting and tax and compliance and some systems and kind of a bag of different things. My background is in accounting. So that's where I had my career before here. And then when I came to Merit Resources, I have always really enjoyed the client aspect and the people aspect and the leadership aspect. So as time went on over the 11 years, just explored more of that and really, really enjoy that aspect.
One of the things that many companies don't have in place is something called succession planning. And the president of the entire corporation, Ron, and former president of the HR side, Joel, must have been somewhat influential in assisting you to rise to this position. Would that be accurate?
Absolutely. Great mentorship, great empowerment, great leaders that they both are. And in particularly, I worked more closely and longer with Joel, who really just always tried to show what was possible to me in particular and to everyone around him. So yes, absolutely encouraged, empowered, saw things in me as every good leader does, I think, that I didn't see in myself. And so spent a lot of time with that. And personally, for me, always trying to grow and be better than I am.
What changes have you seen in your 11 years here with, and there have been several, I know. What are the most impactful changes that have happened to REON from Merit and going forward?
I mean, I would say when I started here 11 years ago, we served about 5,000 employees of our clients, and now we serve about 30,000. So tremendous growth. And with growth comes challenge, but also comes a lot of opportunity and opportunity for employees. And, you know, we would have never had any of that growth without all of the employees that are here. We have promoted countless and grown countless employees from within here. And so I think the most impactful thing that I've seen is really that.
Yeah.
Just a culture of growth, a culture of promotion, a culture of development that we've had. And with that came, you know, system changes and location changes and process changes. And in order to grow that quickly and that much, you have to evolve and you have to change.
One of the things that we're experiencing, not only in Iowa, but nationwide, is this drastically low unemployment rate. Mm-hmm. And that impacts not only your clients out there, but also, I would suspect, REON.
Absolutely.
How do you combat that? How do you find really well-qualified people? How much does culture play an important role in that?
Culture and leadership is everything. I mean, you know, everybody's heard the old adage, people don't leave their business, they leave their manager. And so, you know, we have a culture of leadership, accountability, leadership development, and really servant-hearted leadership. So, you know, our goal as leaders is to serve the people around us, to create that culture of empowerment, of growth, of visibility, of transparency, and that's everything. We've had great success at retaining our top talent here and growing them, as I said, and that's important to them. You know, people who are talented, they want to grow. They want to, and that doesn't necessarily mean they need to grow in their position. They want to grow in their knowledge. They want to grow in, you know, what's important to them. And so it's creating a culture of allowing that. And that's really what we focus on here. And I think we've done pretty well.
Well, I would suspect then, if that's a critical nature of not only your work here at REON, but also your clients' work wherever they happen to be, how does your leadership style mesh with that culture? What do you bring, if you will, to that role through culture?
What I bring is really that servant-hearted leadership. You know, when we say service obsessed with our clients, I'm service obsessed with our internal employees. I really view my job to be their advocate, to remove barriers, to, you know, find out what makes their heart sing and help them get to that, whatever that may be. And so that's what I bring to this culture and to this role.
You know, this is the first interview, Melissa. Melissa Ness, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. This is the first interview I have ever conducted with a chief executive officer or a president of a large company that has ever used the phrase, make their hearts sing. That's interesting. Why? What is that about that phrase that's important to your leadership style?
What's important is people, they want to be at their best. They want to feel at their best. And when they're at their best, they're usually feeling passionate and motivated about what they're doing. And in order to do that, we as leaders have to help them and understand what that is, what makes their heart sing, what lights them up, and what keeps them coming in and doing their very best work for our clients. If they're happy, our clients are happy.
Isn't that, I mean, it's pretty simple when you get right down to it. But so many individuals have a difficult time making that work. Well, why? Why do you think? I guess the question might be, are some people more just focused on getting the job done no matter what, rather than taking care of what needs to be taken care of with regard to their employees?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think there's so many pressures on owners and leaders. There's pressures, to make money. There's, depending on your ownership structure, there's pressure on shareholder value. There's pressure on all, you know, from banks, from government agencies. And so it is hard, I think, for some people to prioritize that people aspect. And that's okay. And, you know, like all of us, we have areas that maybe it's not our strength. And I just think the important part is to surround yourself with people who, you know, have those traits. And wherever maybe we're not as strong as leaders, we surround ourselves with people who are strong in those areas.
So this is an important tact, I think, as we go forward. How does that transference of being another centered company, as Arion is, how does that get transferred to your clients? Do you take that message to them, and how do you then help them understand more about that relationship?
Absolutely. You know, and it's very important. We're not a cookie cutter with our clients. So we meet them where they're at. You know, some clients are really, really want to understand how to have a better culture, how to attract and retain employees, how to make their heart sing, if you will. That's really important to them. Other clients, it's not as high a priority. That's their choice. That's what they want. And so we meet them where they're at. We find solutions that help them and what makes sense for them and their business at that time. So, but absolutely, it's something that we bring to each client, a wealth of knowledge. I mean, we have, 175 HR professionals in some sort or fashion, and then we have another 25 staffing and recruiting professionals, and they've seen it all. They have experience in every kind of industry, business, owner, that you can imagine. And so we really meet them where they're at.
So does that give you the opportunity to, if you're going to meet your clients wherever they're at, that would mean that you have talent in a very wide segment of your work group. So you can perhaps then get the right person that will match that client with,
absolutely. And that's a big benefit we bring to clients. It's really hard if you're a 50 or even 100 person or 200 person client to have an HR department that represents all the different facets of HR knowledge and compliance and experience that you might need. In our organization, we have the breadth of all of that knowledge because we have the scale to help support all these different industries and all these different clients.
Melissa Ness is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. She is the president of Arion Human Resources. When you take a look at the future, so to speak, you guys have been on, and I know because I get to sit with Ned on a regular basis and we talk regularly. You guys have been on a real growth spurt in some interesting areas, I think, one of which is in the senior living category. Can you speak a little bit to that?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have a very large niche. About half of our business is in the senior living industry, and it's really the higher end senior living communities, the continuous care communities. And so those are the clients are such a good fit for us because they really care deeply about their residents, and which means they care deeply about their employees because those employees are the ones serving those residents. And that's hard work. That is very hard work for those employees. And so they come to us to help with our expertise in attracting and retaining those employees and helping them with, you know, multiple benefit offerings and PTO, just depending on whatever it is in their location, in their culture, in their industry that it takes to do that. And so, we're very passionate about helping them serve those wonderful residents in all the different facets that they have.
It sounds like there's lots of opportunity out there for Arion HR. I mean, you know, you don't have everyone that you're working with, but I suspect that you will take more. But what about the challenges that face the future of business, whether it's nonprofit or for-profit? One that we've already identified is the area of trying to attract and then retain employees. Is that the biggest thing that you hear from your clients, or are there some other things?
Absolutely. It is the number one thing we're hearing from most of our clients right now is the unemployment is so low. So finding employees, especially if those companies are growing and they need to continue to add good talent to help with their growth, they're struggling there. So we help them find strategies to attract those employees, and we actually help them find those employees as well. In addition to that, once they're there, how do they keep them? It's a big question. Turnover is expensive.
Very.
It's financially expensive. It's expensive on the team morale. It's expensive in, you know, whoever the clients are that you're serving. So, you know, they really want us to help them come up with strategies for their business that help them retain those employees.
I had a conversation not very long ago with a relatively large insurance type business. And their CEO told me, you know, Michael, if they can fog a mirror, we're hiring them. What's wrong with that strategy?
Well, it's expensive because, you know, it depends on the business. It depends on what those people are doing, of course, and the strategy behind it. You know, in most levels, it's expensive because if you get the wrong people, that's really expensive. It's expensive on just pure training and turnover. It's expensive on the people around them who are affected by that turnover. And again, it's expensive on the clients who suffer, depending on if they're client facing or not.
Other than the difficulty in attracting and retaining employees, what other threats are out there? What other challenges are there to employers everywhere?
I mean, the big one is compliance. Ooh. Just, you know, keeping up with all of the regulations, knowing, you know, you don't know what you don't know. And I think
isn't that the truth?
It's the truth. And you know, these entrepreneurs.
And why fake it?
Right, right. And the worst part is they try to do everything they can and that they know about. And what happens is they get tripped up and something happens that they didn't know. Mm. And then they have fines, penalties, different, really not great things. And that really pulls them out of their dream. It really pulls them out of what they're trying to do.
What about the future for Melissa Ness? What do you think? As far as, you know, you've ascended to this role as president of the organization, you have a great staff. I get to visit with many of these mm-hmm. people on a regular basis. And it's not just HR, but you've got other functions here under the Arion banner. When we talk about recruitment, there's a recruitment side here, mm-hmm. all these other things. What about you? Where do you go?
Well, I mean, from here, for me, it's all about growth for the company. It's all about, you know, continued growth for myself. I mean, I'm a big believer that the company gets stuck where the leader gets stuck. And so for me personally, it's, you know, equipping myself with everything I can to help everyone here succeed. And that includes employees and that includes our clients. And so that's always my main goal and mission is to just do everything I can and give everything that I can to make that happen. So there is an amazing team here. I mean, nothing happens without them. I'm just fortunate to be near them, so to speak. It's so, you know, giving them what they need, empowering them, growing them, giving them resources, whatever. That's the future for me, and that's the future here. There's a lot of demand for what we do. But we have to continue to do it better and more innovative.
Always challenges.
Always challenges, yeah.
She makes people's hearts sing, ladies and gentlemen. What a great comment. Thank you so much for being part of the interview. Her name, once again, is Melissa Ness. Melissa, thanks so much.
Well, thank you very much. This was a pleasure.
Once again, that was Melissa Ness, the president of Arion HR. You know, I've done thousands of interviews, and this was really one of those that's going to stick around for a long time. I really enjoyed her take on the culture of the company and the people she works with. Good stuff. You want more information about Arion? You can head to our radio blog. We've got links there. For all of us associated with the Business News Hour, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing. Aaron Libby, the voice of Insight on Business, the News Hour, is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett from Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening. Be safe, be well, be careful most of all. Be good to your fellow man. Good day.